Today on The Good Stuff, I have something that Tony and Julie Bullitt sent in. I don't know the author on it, but we'll get that to you here in just a bit. A reminder, CentralStateFairsInc.com. Well, that's where you're going to go to find out more about the Black Hills Stock Show. And that comes up the 30th through the 7th, the end of this month. The Ranch Rodeo on February 3rd. February 4th, Bronx for breakfast. And check out Rope Ride and Slide, 7 p.m. January 30th. Team roping, saddle bronx, and steer wrestling at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
And from everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year, everyone. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
So this is just called Gifts, I guess. It's from, again, Tony and Julie Bullitt. They shared this one in. So, number one, the gift of listening, but you really have to listen. No interrupting, no planning your response, just listening. Here's the gift of affection. Be generous with appropriate hugs, kisses, pats on the back, and handholds. Let these small actions demonstrate your love for family and friends. The gift of laughter. Flip cartoons, share great articles and funny stories. Email especially good ones to people that you know are feeling blue. Your gift will say, I love to laugh with you. The gift of a written note. It can be a simple, I love you, or thanks for your help. A brief handwritten note may be remembered for a lifetime and may even change a life. The gift of a sincere compliment. A simple and sincere, you look great in red. You did a super job, or that was a wonderful meal, can make someone's day. The gift of a favor. Every day, go out of your way to do something kind. Try it on your way to work or wherever you go today. The gift of solitude. There are times when we want only to be left alone. Be sensitive to other people's feelings and give the gift of solitude to others. And finally, the gift of good cheer. The easiest way to feel good is to make others feel good. Thanks to Tony and Julie for sending that in to us here on the Good Stuff program.
That's right. And actually, Zach from KVSH, Zach Dean, shared this with me. He said, you know, this seems like it should be a news article, but he said, it seems like they just talk politics.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it's actually pretty exciting news. NASA has announced that America is now just days away from a historic return to the moon for the first time in two generations. The space agency revealed that the earliest Artemis II, the first manned mission to the moon since 1972, will set off on this flight February 6th. NASA officials noted that the official launch window for Artemis II will remain open from January 31 to February 14, and several alternate dates for the launch have also been picked out. They can't launch on just any day. The timing will depend on precise orbital mechanics, such as where Earth and the Moon are positioned, rocket performance, weather conditions near the launch site at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Actually, February 7, 8, 10th, and 11th have been chosen as potential backup launch dates. If something prevents the launch in February, they do have some dates in early March and April. This is the first space mission with a human crew in 53 years to go beyond low Earth orbit. And the mission will not land on the moon's surface. The first lunar landing in Artemis program is scheduled for Artemis 3. Currently planned to take place in 2027.
Interesting.
A little out of this world.
Yeah, really. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in the Cherry County area. Yep, go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things or more to do. A river trip on the Niobrara, a lake trip, a refuge trip, a museum trip. Yep, lots of things to do. Visitvalentine.com is where to find out more.
And ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. You can unearth secrets of successful breeders. You can dig into the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events with focus on everything from grain to performance horses. They are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.